Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, is fighting for his political life today. Or perhaps we should say at this hour, as more officials from his Conservative Party are quitting today and urging him to step down. In this latest scandal, Johnson appointed a junior minister who had been accused of sexual misconduct, and the Prime Minister knew about it. Let's bring in NPR's Frank Langford from London. And Frank, where do things stand? It's been a dramatic Wednesday, I gather.
Yes, Scott, it's pretty dire for the prime minister, I'd say. It's been cascading resignations all day. At least we're up to, I think, at least 37 government ministers and aides have now resigned. This includes heavyweights such as the UK, basically the UK Treasury Secretary and the Health Secretary. Now, backbench lawmakers from Johnson's Conservative Party, they're posting letters on Twitter urging him to quit. And most of his top cabinet ministers have not come out against him publicly, but there is a real sense of momentum here.
Boris Johnson has been an adept political escape artist. Tell us a little about this latest scandal.
Yeah, I mean, I think this goes to the heart of what many in the party and the public consider probably maybe Johnson's greatest weakness and tendency to mislead and, from their perspective, to lie. I mean, in this case, he initially denied that he knew about a complaint against this lawmaker back in 2019, who he appointed earlier this year to be the deputy chief whip, which organizes votes in the House of Commons. Mm-hmm. This turned out not to be true. And so number 10 Downing Street basically would give cabinet ministers talking points to defend the prime minister on this and earlier scandals. And those cabinet ministers complained that these things turned out not to be true. And so Sajid Javid, he was the health secretary. He resigned yesterday, and today in the House of Commons, he explained how he came to his decision.
Treading the tightrope between loyalty and integrity has become impossible in recent months. And now this week again, we have reason to question the truth and integrity of what we've all been told. And at some point, we have to conclude that enough is enough.
Well, Frank, those are voices in his party. With friends like that, yeah. What is the opposition saying?
They're relishing this, as you would imagine. And earlier today, they were trying to goad more of Johnson's cabinet to resign, knowing that it would topple him. Keir Starmer, he's the head of the opposition Labour Party. He described the cabinet members who are still sticking with Johnson as, quote, the charge of the lightweight brigade. Doesn't the country deserve better than a Z-list cast of nodding dogs, he said in the House of Commons. So really mocking them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Johnson is known to be funny, disarming. How is he faring?
He seems overwhelmed. I mean, he's already acknowledged he made a mistake. And at times today in the House of Commons, he tried to deflect and change the topic. Let's give a listen.
The difference between this government and that opposition is we have a plan and they do not. We're getting on. They want to focus on this type of issue, Mr. Speaker. We're going to get on with our jobs. We're going to control prices, Mr. Speaker, by not giving in to the union barons. They're paid by the union barons, and they're proud of it.
Well, I can hear the drama.
Yeah.
Frank, quickly, where's all this going?
I mean, most analysts think that this ends with the end of Johnson's premiership. The question is how and when. There's a 1922 thing called the 1922 Committee, which could move to change rules so that they could have a second vote of no confidence against Johnson. He won one last month.
Yeah.
We'll have to see how that plays out either tonight or in the coming days.
NPR's Frank Langford in London. Thank you.
Good to talk, Scott.